Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. The Linda is on work release this morning. Nah. This is her Tuesday. She's on assignment. Good morning. Thanks for tuning in with us today. 7:05 in the morning. News always at the top of the hour, brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. And Ben's here. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay. Special day?
It's National Mario Day.
Oh, okay.
It's National...
I've never played that game.
Really?
The Mario Brothers. Nope, never have.
I grew up on Mario Brothers.
They've been around a long time.
Yeah, the yep. 80s.
I used to play Frogger. I don't know if anybody remembers that.
I remember Frogger.
Yeah.
They probably still have Frogger. They were jumping across alligators and all.
I'm sure you could probably find an app now or a game that.
Yeah, I'm not going to find an app to, to play games in. Okay.
It's National Blueberry Popover Day.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And which is really interesting because our guest is named Blueberry.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Okay. Okay. All right. Hey, mostly sunny today with high near 69. And the rest of the week, all the way through next Monday, is going to be sunny. The highs, now it's going to be start getting up there. Wednesday, 76. Now, Thursday, high near 82. And lows in the high 40s. On Thursday, Friday, 81, Saturday, 83, 86 on Sunday, and 89 on Monday. It's unseasonably warm, not just here, but in many places in the United States. There's 20 states that are reporting higher than average temperatures. So anyway, it's going to be beautiful, but it's going to be close to 90 on Monday. So today, with a high near 69, just walk around outside and enjoy it. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, an Anderson-based business, a family-owned, locally-owned, locally-operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I am here with Turtle Bay with Cat Hunt and Adrian John.
Hi,
and
good morning.
Blueberry.
Blueberry, that's right.
Blueberry is a blue tongue skink.
Yes.
You always act surprised like I know that, but I have been around blue tongue skinks a lot.
A lot. Well, they are pretty popular.
So tell us about this.
So Blueberry is a blue tongue skink, and the reason we call them blue tongue skinks is because of their huge blue tongue, and that is a really big characteristic about them.
Blue.
It's very blue, which is funny about the blue.
Yeah, it's Blueberry Tart Day or whatever.
Yeah, so great day to bring Blueberry today. So these guys are from Australia and Indonesia, and they're actually the second largest skink species in the world. And we do have skinks around here, but ours are really small. And one of the things that makes skinks unique is the fact they have these tiny little legs, and they have very smooth scales. That actually makes them allow them to kind of swim through the dirt and the sand really well.
They are. They're not rough scales.
No, they're very soft.
And, you know, and they got those little bitty feet,
tiny
or legs.
Feet.
And is, would you say Blueberry is well-fed?
I would say she's well-fed.
Or they all look like that.
Well, she looks like a tube. She's very
she
tubular.
She does. It looks like
which
a
is
large,
what she's supposed to look like.
She looks like a large tube of toothpaste.
With little tiny legs.
What does she
legs.
Eat?
Blueberry is an omnivore, so she likes to eat bugs. In Australia, they love them. They call them the backyard best friends because they eat beetles and slugs and snails. And they can actually crush the
everything.
Snail. They do. They love blueberries. She
so
likes blueberries.
If you're laying there and not feeling well and you have two or three pet skinks, you may start worrying. Is that right? They eat meat?
They do. Actually, she had some beef liver yesterday, and she enjoyed that.
That way. So they can crush snails.
They can crush a snail shell, yeah. So they actually have pretty strong jaw strength. So they put them in the backyards. They love having them in the backyards because of the fact they help to reduce those pests in their yards.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Skunks. Yeah. What do skunks eat?
Skunks are also omnivores.
What would skunks eat off my patio?
Off your patio?
What would they eat?
You don't happen to have cat food out there, do you?
No, no cat food. I mean,
bugs. They're probably coming after bugs, too. They love bugs, worms and bugs, all sorts of things.
They come have. Around, not, they haven't seen them lately, but they, when they'd come in around 1, 2 o'clock in the morning,
yeah.
stay 15, 20 yeah. minutes, and then leave.
Do you have any water sources around? Because
well, yeah,
they also
we
come
we
to
do
water.
Have, well, yeah, we do have, yeah, our... But we haven't had the water turned on lately,
yeah.
and haven't seen them lately. Maybe yeah, I don't think
that
it
might
can.
Be.
I don't think it can jump up into the fountain. Huh? So that could have been. They yeah. could have been looking for water.
If you have any like irrigation around, that's irrigating your flowers or anything, they'll come to that.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. what. That's what we had.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, we had skunks come in. I got them on our. We have security cameras.
It yeah.
comes in and it was like. 2 weeks in, well, maybe not, maybe 7 days in a row, 8 days, and be off
oh, yeah.
a few
they,
days, and
they
come back.
They have their patterns, and it oh, depends yeah. on the time of year for skunks, too. I mean, we even see them in the wintertime. Now that it's going to be so nice, I'm sure we're going to start seeing the skunks a lot more.
Start seeing more. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, so how long does the skink live for?
Skinks can actually live up until their 20s, believe it or not.
Wow. Oh,
well, they're, mm-hmm. they're reptiles, and, yeah, they mm-hmm. could live a long time.
And they're pretty big, yeah.
And so what's their main enemy?
Pretty much anything larger than them, that's a predator. So in in Australia, it could actually be other marsupials. Some marsupials will eat them. Birds of prey will eat them.
You mean like kangaroos will eat them?
No,
marsupials?
Kangaroos don't. They don't eat that kind of stuff.
But
there's actually carnivorous
marsupials.
There's hundreds of species of marsupials. So think of like possums.
Possums?
Mm-hmm. Possums would probably love to eat a skink if they could catch it.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are they fast?
Some can be.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Compared to our opossums, some possums can actually be pretty fast.
Oh, I meant the skink.
Oh, the skinks? Not so much.
Okay.
If the skink was 5 feet long, mm-hmm. would it be a danger to humans?
Probably not. I've worked with lizards that are 5 feet long, and as long as you know how to work with them,
the Komodo,
they're not really a danger.
Like the Komodo dragons and those are... can be dangerous.
They can be very dangerous. I have friends that actually work with Komodo dragons at other facilities that are very well-trained Komodo dragons, but just like anything that's large with a mouth, just like a dog that can weigh
yeah.
150 pounds,
yeah.
you just have to know how to work with them. You have to know their behavior really well. I wouldn't worry about a five-foot-long skink as much as a
yeah,
Komodo dragon.
Yeah, you probably come over and... Yeah. See, you got a picture, the remember Star Wars?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the name of that...
Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba the Hutt. See, I kind of think of Jabba the Hutt, except skinks okay. are much better looking.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
But if you think about it, kind of like
uh-huh.
that.
She anyway. Has the same coloration, yeah, same
yeah.
kind of facial features.
And had that blue tongue, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, yep. that was looking.
She's not quite as
Princess
like
Leia.
Gross and
just the thought
slobbery.
Of it right now. Cat's over here going, you know, she's gagging over there. Give her, hey, bring a bag in here. Bring the puke bag in. Okay. And so they're not endangered.
No. Blue-tongued skinks are not endangered in Australia. They're fairly common.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are they seen in habited areas?
Yeah. Actually, they're most likely seen in areas that where people are going to live because in Australia they have this huge desert space, right, that we don't really find a lot of people or animals in. So they're going to live mostly around the coastal areas where there's more, like, forested areas.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And water and that
and
kind
water.
Of stuff.
And there's even some that live in Indonesia in the dense rainforest of Indonesia.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Got it. All right. Well, look, let's take our first break, and we'll come back, and let's talk to Kat
yeah.
about what's going on out there at TB. Turtle Bay. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Free-fire radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is the 10th of March, 7:17 in the morning. And good morning.
Good morning.
It's going to be a beautiful day today. Hey, I want to remind everybody about the re-roof, the Frontier Senior Center fundraiser dinner and auction. March 14th, that's this weekend at the Frontier Senior Center. All proceeds raised go to re-roof the Frontier Senior Center. Dinner and bar catered by the Anderson Rotary. Dessert auction complimentary of the Enterprise High School Culinary Arts Program. $40 per ticket, $300 for a table of eight. It's going to be a great event, and it goes to a great cause. Right there in Anderson at 2081 Frontier Trail. You can get your tickets in person at Frontier Senior Center or online at frontierseniorcenter.com/upcoming events. Okay, I'm here with Turtle Bay and Kat Hunt and Adrian John. And Kat, what's going on?
We have some great exhibits at Turtle Bay right now. Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, is beautiful. It has 40 large format photography pieces by world-renowned photographer Thomas Mangelson, and if you haven't seen these, you got to come and see them.
You have seen them, by the way. You have seen his work.
Yeah.
You just know you've seen his work.
Right.
The famous, iconic photo of the bear in the river with the salmon jumping into his mouth.
Yes.
If I, It's just, it was everywhere for years and still is. Yeah.
It's been in National Geographic.
That was one of his.
Yeah.
Right. He's real famous for sure.
And he uses film.
He does. He uses film and digital, right?
Oh, does he use digital now?
Mostly film, just amazing.
I thought that was, he travels all over the world.
Yeah, all seven continents.
Yeah, all of them. And so the exhibition is beautiful.
Yeah.
Simply.
It's like buffaloes in the snow, eagles soaring over mountains. Mm. It's amazing because he has to have the perfect timing for all of these photographic pieces.
Yeah.
And another cool thing is he's going to actually be coming to Turtle Bay on April 11th and doing a talk and a book signing.
Okay.
Yeah.
April 11th.
You can go on turtlebay.org. I'm not sure. April 11th.
Whatever that is. What is that? Ben will find out. Ben is like my own personal AI. I say something and
it's
Ben.
It's a Saturday.
Saturday. April 11th. And he'll be there to give a speech or give a talk and then sign books.
Yeah. And so if you're interested in that, it is a ticketed event.
Oh, it is. Okay. So it's ticketed. So you have to make reservations or you can just buy them there?
You can go on turtlebay.org and get your tickets now.
Okay. All right.
And then another amazing exhibit that we have right now is Extreme Sports Beyond Human Limits. And that is a great exhibit that talks all about extreme sports and what athletes have to do to get ready for the sports and how they feel during the sports. And it's just really cool because it's hands-on.
I have not had a chance to see this yet. So is this like the mountain or rock climbing and surfing and all those kind of things, right?
And it has a VR, which you can put on and you can kind of experience a little bit.
I've never put one of those on. Should I get scared?
Will I
run and jump and thinking I'm on my surfboard and then collide with anybody? Have you seen those reels where somebody's got those things on and they are just destroying themselves in their house?
Yeah, you got to have some space around
you. And have some space there. Yeah. Okay. Well, super. Now, how long did he stay?
Thomas Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, will be here until May 3rd, and Extreme Sports is going to be here until April 26th.
Okay, so we still got some time, but you know what? Time gets away from us.
Yeah,
and
come on.
And all of a sudden, it's like, how did that exhibit get by me?
I know, it's already March 10th.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so what else is going on out there at Turtle Bay?
I mean, we always have amazing programs all the time. We have Little Explorers every Thursday. We have great Saturday programs going on, Science Saturday, Art Lab. And you can find all the information for these at turtlebay.org/events.
Mm-hmm.
We have amazing art programs, plant talks at our nursery.
Yeah, you know, are the lorikeets out?
The lorikeets are out. The lorikeets are there every day. Every day the park's open, the lorikeets are there.
Yeah.
And, of course, we have our animal show coming up. Starts May 9th, but we are starting training for that, too.
Yes.
So if you want to see how the show gets put together, you can always come see training.
You had behind the scenes for the veterans home the other day.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, where they came by. Were any of the veterans able to have Timber the Beaver climb on
we
them?
We didn't do Timber. We did a special program, and we flew the Tarako with them.
Ooh,
they got to meet our young opossum, Shakespeare, so they had a blast.
Yeah, the veterans.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, I came up for behind the scenes like that. How's Timber doing?
Timber's doing great. You can always come visit him. We do behind the scenes where he climbs right into your lap. It's an amazing experience. And we do behind the scenes with several of our animals, including Bristle, the North American porcupine who's turning 2
this year.
He climbs right in your lap also. So, yeah. And then you can meet Shakespeare.
Porcupines cannot throw their quotes, of course.
When they present
their quotes, they're real loose, though.
They're
right?
not necessarily loose. What they'll do is they'll put them up. They're attached to muscles under the skin.
Yeah.
And they'll put them up at a stance. And then if you get them stuck in you, they pull out of their skin.
Okay, it kind of relaxes the muscles.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And he climbs up in your lap?
He does. He climbs right in your lap just like Timber.
Because he's happy. And he doesn't feel threatened.
He's hand-raised. We got him when he was 5 weeks old. And you know, Sharon, we hand-raise all the animals.
Absolutely.
And we make them into people lovers.
Yeah.
So they're great ambassadors for their species. And you can come and meet him. You can meet Mischief the Raccoon actually paints with a paintbrush.
Oh, yeah.
So you can get your own personalized painting from him. So those are available year-round. If you're interested, again, go to turtlebay.org. Go to our animal section, and you can book a behind-the-scenes with one of our animals.
Okay. Now, we have a special guest today, Xander. Good morning.
Good morning.
How old are you?
Seven.
How?
Seven.
Seven. Oh, you're seven. Okay. Is school out this week?
No. We have school. And we have school. What is special today, Xander?
Oh, yeah.
It's pajama day.
It's pajama day at school?
Yeah.
Is that cool? And what's on your pajamas, sir?
It's...
Talk it. Tell me in that. What is that? It's what?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nightmare Before Christmas. Okay. Do you like school?
No, not that, but...
You don't? How come? That's okay. I didn't like school much either. That's, you can grow up and be a Marine. Mom would faint.
He wants to be an engineer.
Oh. Does he know that yet? So is that an Apple Watch you have?
Okay. Yeah.
It is. What do you do with that?
It just tells the time it is.
Get in closer. Get in closer. Tell you what time it is?
Yeah.
Can you play games?
Yeah.
Okay. So... And are you on your way to school now? You just got drug in here?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a favorite sport?
No.
No. Do you like baseball or do you like
no.
AI?
No.
Okay.
What did you get to watch yesterday at school?
What?
Robotics club?
Yeah.
You like robotics?
Mm-hmm.
I like robotics.
He works with his hands a lot. Yep.
Okay.
Nice.
Well, thanks for being on the show with us today. I can see you're thrilled. It's okay. Thanks for being with us. Yeah, Mom. So he likes robotics.
He does. He loves robotics.
I got a segment where I'm talking about AI.
Yeah.
After, you know, in the next half hour here.
Oh,
about,
he would love that.
Well, it's... Even at his age, mm-hmm. It's going to be around them.
Oh, yeah.
In jobs for the future. Mm-hmm. So, like in robotics, is not a bad idea.
Oh, he loved it yesterday. Yeah. He can't wait till he gets old enough.
Okay, so we got 4 minutes left. The exhibits are open.
Mm-hmm.
The Turtle Bay is open, including the lorikeets and all that. And the animal shows are going to start.
Animal shows are going to be starting. And coming up the first weekend of April, we're doing open training on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, where we have a specific time that we will be at the stage, and you can come watch us for sure. But if you're just visiting the park, like you should this weekend, because it's going to be beautiful out. If we're down there at the stage, you're always welcome to come and see how the show's put together. It does take about 3 months to put the show together. We have about 16 different parts in the show, so all the animals have to learn their parts, and we do have a couple of new animals in the show this year.
What are the new animals?
Yeah. So Shakespeare's making his debut.
Shakespeare.
The opossum.
The opossum.
Oh, the opossum.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's only about 6 months old.
Well, you got to get him quick because they don't live long. And this they is don't. What people, because I know this because y'all are here, they only live a couple of years out
they
in
do.
The wild. And when you tell people that, they don't. Well,
it's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's just, does their body just quit?
Yeah. Yeah. They
age that
fast. They age really fast. Yeah, the females tend to live a little bit longer than the males because they reproduce twice a year and they need to make babies.
because and they're not married to females.
Right.
Okay.
What about
it's
Red?
It's an old joke. I'm sorry.
Red, Red is our new fox, our silver fox.
Uh-huh.
We're not sure how he's going to be doing in the shows yet. We're working on him very slowly.
Okay.
He is a rescue fox. He came from the fur trade, so he's... been a little bit more of a challenge, but you can definitely see him on the exhibit.
Nice.
He lives with Artemis, the gray fox, and our goal
is
to have him
okay?
in programs. Artemis is working on getting used to him. He's very energetic.
Very young.
He's a toddler still.
Is this like the pup with the older dog?
Yeah.
Just bothers.
Just like that.
Well, the thing that people probably notice is how the fox will be looking in snow and jump up into the air and come straight down because they hear a mouse or something under there.
He's working on that.
He's great.
Is that right?
Yeah, he does. He does pounce. He can't jump as well. He's a little He's different than our old fox Loki. He's a thicker build because he was bred for the fur trade, unfortunately, and he's a rescue from the fur trade. So he's stockier. His coat is thicker. He can't jump very well. He can jump a little bit. Loki could jump feet off the ground, and he can jump inches off the ground. So he's working on other things.
He's
right
still
now.
Young. He's still
he's
young.
Still young. Yeah. He can still learn.
He's looking at using his computer.
But he's beautiful, and he has a great story as well.
So,
okay, now how do people... People need to join Turtle Bay, and it's such a great deal. Let's talk about that.
Family memberships at Turtle Bay are $120, and it's a fantastic deal because you get unlimited visits to the museum, and you also get discounts at all of our great events, as well as the museum store and Branch House Bistro and Mosaic Restaurant and Sheraton Hotel.
Okay. Super deal. The whole family of six. Two adults, four kids, don't even have to be your own kids.
Right.
Alexander can bring three of his friends.
Yep. Right.
Okay. All right.
And so you can find out all of our exhibits and our programs at turtlebay.org.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you, Alexander, for being with us today.
I can hear you.
Yes, you can. That's what those earphones are for. Yeah. You can be in radio, if there's still radio when you're old enough.
Yeah, we'll see.
There'll still be radio.
Can I hear myself, too?
Yep, you can hear yourself, too.
Hello.
Okay, thank you very much for
thank
being
you.
With us. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Now, as I've been predicting, thanks to the work of our president, it appears your interest rates are finally on the way down. How will that affect you? Well, I'm joined by Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
What do you think about the great news? What does that mean for the sellers that you're working with?
You know, Sean, I think that the biggest thing is this, is that as interest rates go down, it serves as gravity to value. So as rates go down, the value of homes goes up. And as those rates go up, the value of homes goes down. So as we watch rates going down in the future, we could expect that the asset value of real estate is going to start to go up. So the question is, do you sell now or do you sell later? Do you buy now or you buy later? I would say either way, as long as you're in the market, you're going to receive the benefit.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker. That's Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palos Cedro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us. For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I get no doubt.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot running live, streaming live at KCNRradio.com. Go to KCNRradio.com. Takes you right to our webpage. You can listen to us streaming, or you can see any of our advertisers on there. Just click on their page there and, or their little ad on our webpage, and it takes you right to their webpage, so you learn a lot more. It's KCNRradio.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting the treatment for work injuries, then you need to talk to somebody that's an expert in workers' compensation. That's Patrick Gorman. Work injuries can be life-changing. It could be is that you can no longer do that job anymore and you have to be retrained into another skill. You want to get back to work. Your employer wants you back, but just things aren't going the way they should, the way they were meant to be, or the way, or the, under the, conditions that you expect and that should be done. That's when you need help, and that's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call at 530-262-2168 or go to GormanComplaw.com, and you're going to find somebody that understands the system and can work for you. Veteran, former law enforcement, and went to law school. This guy's a scrapper, and he'll take care of you. And if need be, clean up the mess your last lawyer that really didn't know what they were doing made. That's Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Let's talk about AI. We're going to have I'm bringing in somebody on Friday that's really knowledgeable, and I'm not. But when you think about AI, today I just thought, well, went to ChatGPT and said, what are some subjects to chat about today? And one of them was AI. And AI has... It's the end result of things that started back in 1869 with the Industrial Revolution. It even started then, an Industrial Revolution. They were finding that machines were working so fast that people were becoming angry, and it wasn't taking into account the human measure. So Massachusetts, where this thing started, they created the first Bureau of Statistics of Labor, hoping that data might accomplish what conscience could not by measuring work hours, condition, wages, and what economists now call negative externalities, but were then called children's arms torn off policymakers. Kids were trying to work in these big machines that, you know, they had child labor, and the machines didn't care. And the training wasn't there, and the safety wasn't there. So a few years later, they found that leading indicators that things in your society aren't doing great, Congress decided this idea might be worth, and they called it the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So it sends out detailed surveys to about 60,000 households and 120,000 businesses and government agencies each month to find out about this. So AI is already so ubiquitous that any resourceful knowledge worker can delegate some of the job's drudgery to machines. And you can think of machines as being AI. Well over 10 years ago, I was talking to somebody from the Record Searchlight, had him on the show, and we were talking about, you know, reporting and all this. And he told me that even back then, sports stories, because they have so much to do with statistics and it's just plain facts that computers were writing them. And I thought, wow. Well, if computers can write sports stories, what other stories can they write? And as you know, we have gotten into where we are now, where AI can produce a news story that looks absolutely real. But inside the story will be fake conversations, books that they've made up to justify what they're writing. So there's the problem, because AI doesn't have a conscience. AI doesn't have feelings. AI doesn't feel bad if it writes something that turns out to be totally false. It doesn't care. It just writes. And it pulls out. So it pulls out all these, you know, quote, some, you know, maybe most of the facts are real, but what if some of them aren't? So what do you do? And what do they call it? There's a word for AI that, I don't know, it doesn't say it's not going feral. It just disassociates from it. And, you know, from the truth when it writes. It just, you know, kind of goes on a walkabout. So, but AI can replace people. And when Dr. Sloan was in here and was talking about the people replace, does that mean, you know, all those entry-level workers, AI? No, not necessarily, because AI depends on being fed information. So maybe the ones just starting off that are kind of the information gatherers and feeders, finding out information and feeding it into the big combine there, will probably be, you know, they'll be needed. And you'll need the ones, the managers, to make sure the stuff's coming out is correct and all this. But all those spots in between, those people have been working there 4 or 5 years, up to 10, 15, 20 years. All of those jobs can be consumed by AI. That's the danger of it. When I was looking at ChatGPT today, it offered me up a 3-hour show, a radio show. With the right breaks and everything. You just tell it. And I thought about that. I thought about, you know, Ben, you and I'll sit down and look at it, or Todd and you and I will sit down and look at it, and Pat, about why don't, you know, do we dare put a 2-hour AI show on here in the morning one time? Just let people hear it? Maybe an hour.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, I don't know anything about it. So, and I've heard of these that people, you know, that some outlets use. But it doesn't give you, of course, the feedback, the instant feedback of people. And what happens if people call in? Or maybe it's not a call-in show. So that's the only thing I can imagine, because it would have to react, and you've already got it canned. It's not like it would have to be just a straight 2-hour, whatever it is, show. It might be interesting to have a couple segments of it just to listen to it and let you all hear it too. The difference between AI and people, of course, are a thousand differences, but we tend to derive meaning and identity from what we do. Most don't want to do something else, even if they had the confidence, which some don't, that they could find something else to do. 71% of respondents to an August Reuters Ipsos poll said they were worried that artificial intelligence will put too many people out of work permanently. And when you hear people, you hear modern mills and factory owners have said that AI will take the place of people. If you look at, we went to the Pendleton wool mills, and they had all of these machines that were spinning the wool, putting them on spools. And there was one man running like 30 of these that used to take probably 50, 60 people in there working at that. So there's one guy who's watching it, because everything's done by machines. Now, those machines have been around a long time, but it's the same kind of thing, is those jobs. I mean, have you heard the advertisements about doing financial management, stock picking, stocks and all that? It says that, you know, use their app, and it, you know, and it's right so much a percentage of the time and all this. Have you heard those?
Yeah,
I would.
Yeah.
And then I was talking to a guy that was a fellow that is very, very conversant in AI, and reading radiological charts, you know, after they take the x-rays of you and all that, that the machines were right 80% of the time. And you go, oh, well, 80% of the time. But humans are right less, so like 60% of the times when they're reading it. You know, they have to go back and have to, do these others. And, of course, it depends on the quality of it. But humans can pick out things maybe AI can't. But so these are the kind of things that, well, I mean, you're not going to replace doctors. No, you're not. You can't, at least right now, not in what we've seen. But then, what, 25 years from now, are you going to have surgical robot, robotic doctors operating on you? Would you want one to? Well, they've got, they make, 0.05 mistakes as opposed to humans, which will probably make more. I don't know. I still think having a human open me up to do something, I think it's still better to have a human do it.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, there's just so much going on with this. The CEO of Ford estimated it would eliminate literally half of all white collar workers in a decade. The CEO of OpenAI revealed that my little group chat with tech CEO friends had bet the inevitable date when a $1 billion company is staffed by just one person. Wow. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by REU. Think about purchasing an electric vehicle? Reading Electric Utility still has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
But there's a rodeo, life's got its hold on me, and the rain. Set me free, you know I've got to be a rodeo man.
Rodeos are coming, my friends. We got the Red Bluff Roundup rolling in, and then the Redding Rodeo. It's going to be that time of the year. And we're going to be, we'll be putting together a show with J.B. Stacy, the GM over there of Roundup, and Ted Bambino, President of Reading Rodeo Association, and talking about all the things that are going on, including the economic benefits both of these events have for our area. And, this, you know, the impact that both of these rodeos have on, not, you know, on tourism and everything that goes along with tourism. Motels, hotels.
Yeah, I know.
Gas.
Down Red Bluff, you know, my boss just bought the Palomino room, and you know, those 3-4 days that the Red Bluff, you know, Roundup is around, is, you know, they, those 3-4 days cover maybe 6 months of.
Oh yeah.
You know, I mean,
well, just, when you look at it, like Pendleton, Oregon, when they, I mean, that rodeo goes on for like 10 days, but that town shuts down for 10 days. It. You don't realize how many thousands of people come to these and events every day. I mean, you cannot get a hotel room there. And so many people bring RVs, and they park them in all these business parking lots. There's RVs everywhere. I mean, hundreds of them. And if, you know, I equate it to something like Sturgis. When Sturgis is 6,000 people. And Sturgis and the surrounding area has 300,000-400,000 people come in. I mean, you can draw, make Sturgis the epicenter of it, and draw 100 miles around it, and hotels, motels, everything is taken. Plus, people in downtown Sturgis rent out their homes for 10 days and make enough money, I've been told, to pay their mortgages all year.
I believe it.
Yeah, and plus they rent out their yards, their garages. It's, you don't get the garage. You get the house, but you don't get the front or backyard or the garage because other people are renting that.
It's crazy.
Ah, it's great. Where was it? Oh, hey, the Shasta County Elections Office needs some help. They're going to need some additional help to prepare for and wrap up the upcoming elections. They're looking to hire about 100 temporary workers to serve as general assistants, helping with tasks such as processing election materials, assisting with ballot handling, and supporting the final stages of the closing out elections. Some of the staff has transferred into other county departments. And they're going to vote, they're overseeing, of course, voting operations for more than 100,000 registered voters in Shasta County. And they bring extra people in for this. So if you're interested in that, go to the Shasta County Elections Office. And, like it says, temporary. Yeah, it's temporary help out there. Did you read about what happened down at Mountain Gate Quarry? Somebody came in over the weekend and stole about $200,000 to $300,000 in cabling. Just cut it and took it. The labor, the cost of materials and labor to repair the damage is going to exceed $30,000. The loss of production while repairs are underway is estimated to be between $200,000 and $300,000. And the shutdown is also affecting local contractors and landscape supply yards. Yeah, they cut and stole several sections of electric cords that power conveyors and other equipment at the plant uses. So it wasn't $200,000 to $300,000 they stole. That's the loss it's going to be.
So is it because cost. Of they were trying to get to the
yeah,
copper
they were
stealing, in it?
Yeah, that's only, yeah, probably.
Huh.
They did that.
I feel like that's something, though, they would be able to track. Like, that's
well,
a lot.
There's a $2,000 reward. But, yeah, you would think that there's cameras out there. Well, you would think there would be.
You would think, but you would
but
think.
But you know, they can. You know what? They drive up, get through the gate. They're wearing their hoodies and their mask, and they go in and they start cutting.
Maybe they just look like workers. You know, I mean.
Well, it was on the weekend. Nobody's there. We had over in Iraq. We had several times they came in trying to steal the copper and the the big electric generator areas, and probably at least at least once or twice a month there'd be dead. They'd go in there and they didn't have themselves grounded correctly, and we'd just kill them. And you know, and that was with guards around, so you have to figure out. But that's a lot of money to lose or something like that. Do you see much graffiti here in town?
We
have our own little graffiti patrol here. It goes out, you call them, say, here's some graffiti on this wall. They come out and they try to either wash it off, or they get, you know, the work release guys, try to wash it off. They can't, they'll paint over it. Huh. You don't see a lot of graffiti in Redding. I mean, no, they take it seriously. But California is going to invest $25 million to support litter and graffiti cleanup efforts while creating paid job opportunities. Nothing wrong with that. People going out and doing for the community, getting paid for it. It's Department of Transportation, Caltrans, is awarding the funding to 90 local projects throughout the community cleanup and employment pathway grant program. So, see, we should start this and ask for $2 million and then take care of graffiti on one or two buildings because we have a high overhead. Ben.
Sounds good.
Yeah. It prioritizes underserved communities and aims to connect people facing barriers to employment, including homelessness, justice-impacted residents, and at-risk youth. They removed more in that since 2021, 3.5 million cubic yards of litter from the highways and public spaces, hosted hundreds of free dump days across the state. Yeah, I could see that. You know, where we're cleaning up tons of trash from homeless camps, now you're paying them to pick up their homeless camps. That's okay.
Yeah.
I don't mind that as long as it's cleaned up.
Yeah.
Could this actually be something from the state that's working? Okay. Big news. Travis Kelce is going to play another year with the Chiefs. He turned down big bucks from other teams. He's coming back for one more year at $12 million.
Yeah.
Which is he can make more at other teams, but he wants to stay one more team. More year.
But you know what though?
With my homies.
Yeah, they might be the team to beat though, because they just signed the MVP of the Super Bowl, Kenneth Walker.
Oh.
Just signed with the Chiefs.
That's right, I just saw that.
So they're
big bucks. Big bucks.
Yeah, but I mean that gives the Chiefs a little
Mahomes that
didn't have a running back, really.
No, it gives him another tool.
Yeah.
And where it doesn't rely on him trying to get away and run and make magic plays.
Yeah.
Because face it, the NFL advances every year. I mean, the level of play. Plus, they know how Mahomes plays. And so they have their defense is set to prevent Mahomes from doing certain things. And then Kelce, who is, he still is great. You know, you think of the aging veteran, he's still in his 30s. he played, this is what, his 14th year. So what, he started with 36, 37? Come on. Having somebody like this takes the pressure off Mahomes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like McCafferty taking the pressure off of
Purdy.
Purdy. Yeah.
And
yeah.
They just signed Mike Evans. 49ers just signed a really good
I saw
receiver.
That. Yeah, Evans has his problems, but Evans is a great receiver.
Besides this last year, before that, he was never hurt or nothing. So,
no.
I mean, he was.
So, they'll be interested in this year. So, I think that's probably why Kelce came back. But look what happened when Tom Brady went down to
Tampa Bay.
He brought Gronkowski with him.
Yeah.
Even if Gronkowski wasn't the old Gronkowski, he was still good.
Yeah.
And he could still get loose. And Brady knew what Gronk could do.
Yeah.
And that's the big thing. And what they ended up winning the Super Bowl that year. So,
yeah,
we'll see. Okay. I may or may not have a guest at 8 o'clock. And then if we don't have a guest, it's going to be totally open line Monday. And we've got a number of things we can talk about, things that are happening, and a lot of stuff going on with, well, we haven't even touched on what's going on over in Iran. So I have a number of things like that, you know, the impact it's having on the economy. Gas. Have you noticed gas?
Gas went up a lot.
Gas went up a lot. And even though there hasn't been any, it hasn't had a chance really to impact, but what it is the futures traders are buying all the stuff up and it's driving the prices up like crazy. But we'll talk about that and much more when we get back after the news. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rex Thomason. The Pentagon chief says Iran has been cut off from its neighbors and former allies and is losing the war. Secretary of War Hegseth with his latest Iran update this morning.
Today will be yet again our most intense day of strikes inside Iran. The most fighters, the most bombers, the most strikes. Intelligence more refined and better than ever.
At the same time, Hegseth says Iran's drone and missile launches, while still taking place, continue to decline. Senator Tom Cotton mourns the loss of 7 U.S. military members in the war.
They have not died in vain. This is an absolutely vital and necessary war against a revolutionary terror-supporting country that's been killing Americans for 47 years.
The Arkansas Republican speaking with the Salem Radio Network. A short-term excursion is one way that President Trump is describing the war with Iran. And the president's urging House Republicans to stand firm and stand together on the Save America Act. That's the election integrity bill. It's vigorously opposed by the Democrats.
I don't think we should approve anything until this is approved. And they can't win politically. Look, you have them in a corner, and they're listening to every word I'm saying, and it doesn't matter, because they can't win it politically. Because when they say, we don't want voter identification, we don't want proof of citizenship, all these things are just losers for them.
The president threatening a legislative blockade until the Save America Act clears Congress. Georgia voters going to the polls today, they're choosing a successor to Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. On Wall Street this hour, stocks are higher. The Dow is up about 205 points. The Nasdaq ahead 127, and the S&P is up 23 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
I'm Mike Gallagher here, host of the Mike Gallagher Show. As we head into spring, there's some good news in the housing market. Rates have recently dropped. When rates drop, payments can drop. That can mean hundreds of dollars a month back in your pocket, money you can use to pay bills, reduce debt, or strengthen your financial position. That's why this is the time to talk to my friends at Fellowship Home Loans. They're helping homeowners refinance into lower rates and reduce their monthly mortgage payments. Fellowship also offers a fixed rate line of credit for home projects or consolidating a high interest debt with fast approval at a predictable rate. Remember, many people still qualify to skip their next 2 mortgage payments. That's 2 months of breathing room while you reposition financially. I've used Fellowship personally. I trust these guys. Before you make your next move, go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG or call 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. DBA Fellowship Home Loans. Equal housing under NMLS number 819382.
After 5 members of the Iranian women's soccer team were granted humanitarian visas in Australia, other players were escorted from their hotel for the trip back to Iran.
When a coach pulled up in front of the Royal Pines Hotel here on the Gold Coast, activists waiting outside knew what that meant. The remainder of the football team, those who didn't escape, would be starting their journey home from Australia. There was a heavy police escort as the coach made its way off the premises, with supporters of the players pleading through the windows as the team watched on. There were chants of "Save our girls," and a few people lay down in front of the coach to stop it moving forward. but the federal police intervened, and it went on its way.
The BBC's Katie Watson. The parents of a girl critically wounded in a school shooting in British Columbia suing ChatGPT maker OpenAI, alleging it knew the shooter was planning a mass attack. OpenAI said it considered but didn't alert police prior to the attack. News and analysis, townhall.com. The help wanted sign is out at OSU.
The president of Ohio State University has resigned. Ted Carter Jr.'s announcement was abrupt, saying he made a mistake disclosing what he called an inappropriate relationship with a person who was seeking public resources for her business. Carter came to Ohio State in 2023 from the University of Nebraska system. He's also a former superintendent of the Naval Academy and a retired vice admiral who attended the Navy Fighter Weapons School, known as Top Gun. Carter did not elaborate on the nature of the relationship and whether it was romantic. Ohio State has opened an investigation. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Federal Aviation Administration briefly grounded all JetBlue flights early today, responding to a request from the airline. The ground stop was lifted after roughly 40 minutes. JetBlue says a brief system outage of some sort was resolved, and it has since resumed operations. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. March the 10th, 8:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here with me. Good morning.
Good morning.
I wouldn't call you my AI assistant.
No.
You know, we were talking, do you mind getting personal here?
No.
Okay,
fine.
Let's talk about that in a couple minutes. It's national what?
It's National Mario Day. It's National Pack Your Lunch Day.
Which goes into something I'm going to talk about in a little bit, about things that are no longer around, except Mario is still here. Today's weather is going to be beautiful. It's going to be sunny. Well, this cloud's going to go away, and then it's mostly sunny with a high near 69. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 41. Now, tomorrow through next Monday is going to be sunny. And tomorrow with a high near 76. Thursday, a high near 82. Now, Sunday, 86 and a low around 58. Now, Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 89. So it's going to be in the 80s from starting Wednesday. No, I'm sorry, starting Thursday, all the way through next Monday, including at 89. That's almost 90. Now we're starting to get into when you leave your windows up in your car and you hop in and you put your hands on the steering wheel, it could get hot in there. And then we're going to start making our warnings that when it gets around 90, not to, you know, not to leave anything in your car, again. So. Standby. It's starting to get warm. Now, it is unseasonably warm in many areas of the United States. At the same time, other parts of the United States are having cyclones and heavy rains and all this. It's what happens when you have a country as large as ours. Weather reports always are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Started by Chuck and Judy Kinney about 30 years ago. There's the third generation of Kinneys are working in that business. They provide outstanding service to their customers. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. If you've got a tough spot that needs to have and you need to get propane, they've got trucks that will get in almost anywhere to help you out. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Locally owned, locally operated, and it's a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane. President Trump's saying we're so far ahead in the prosecution of the war in Iran, it may end sooner than they believed. And Hague has said there's going to be this is the hardest day yet. Most intense day of strikes inside Iran. And that over the last 24 hours, they have fired the lowest number of missiles yet Iran has. the big missions that they're going on is, of course, is eliminating the delivery systems and their missile plants and the in Iran. The Iran has declared that the son of the last Ayatollah has been designated to be the new Ayatollah, religious leader of Iran. He was not a real scholar, you know, that like his father, but he was really involved in the Republican Guards, the Iranian Revolutionary Guards, and was big in the prosecution of the those people that were demonstrating in the streets. Now, Trump has said he wanted to have a say about who's going to be the next leader. I don't know if that will ever happen. However, when you pick somebody that is known for shooting demonstrators, thousands of them, being very involved with it and stomping down the demonstrations, I'm not sure if that meets the test that you want to have somebody as be your next leader in the country. And other people point out, well, look at those people that are demonstrating for keeping the Ayatollah. You know, there's a million people. Yeah, well, there's 92 million people in Iran. And if you think about it, yeah, our country can get out a whole lot of people that are demonstrating for like a free Palestine, even though that a lot of the people that are demonstrating for that free Palestine, if they tried to go live in a free Palestine, they wouldn't live there long, because they'd be persecuted. So how much longer is the war going to go? Hey, by the way, people saying that he has no right to prosecute this. You're wrong. He's got 60 days, and then he goes to Congress. Just like Obama, you know, of the how many times has war been declared, and you know, officially in the United States? The last time was in 1942. Did you know that? By Congress in 1942, and there were 11 declarations during that time frame for war: Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm, Somalia, all the strikes that Obama did in Syria and Lebanon, all of those. None of those were declared. And the Democrats back then, when Obama was doing it, said it was constitutionally right. And now they're saying just the opposite now, which kind of goes where, you know, politicians go, saying what they want, no matter what they said 10 years before or 5 years before, or 2 days before. Or maybe even that morning, they'll say something different in the afternoon. So he does have the right to do this. And then he goes to Congress. So every time I hear that this is an illegal war, it's kind of ridiculous.
Obama authorized over 500 special airstrikes.
Yeah, not only that. You know, then we can get into that, you know, who's the deporter in chief? It was President Obama, you know, and who deported him? ICE. Same thing. He deported more than Trump. Now, Trump's doing it all at one time, and Obama had 8 years, but, you know, Obama stood for a strong border and got rid of that. But people seem to forget that because they don't like Trump. I mean, they hate Trump. I mean, when you get an election, as soon as you bring Trump's name into it, one way or the other, oh, let's redistrict California, because Trump doesn't want you to, because Trump had Texas do it. And people hate Trump, even though that they would say when they voted for it, no, you know what, it shouldn't be politicians doing it, but Trump, and they voted for it like that. And as soon as you tie Trump to something, you're either going to win or you're going to lose. In California, you can pretty much figure you're going to lose. But he has said it's going faster, and it said it could be ending sooner. And as soon as he said that, stock market perked up. So, but they're going after the Navy. They're going after their intercontinental ballistics programs and the missiles, their nuclear development. And they, you know, last time they hit it, and they've gone to the negotiations table several times. Iran said, no, every time. And it's kind of like when they go, no, it's also with, and so what? What are you going to do? This is what they're going to do. Now, impact on oil shipping has hurt economies around the world, but markets rebounded sharply Monday, as I just said, after Trump declared that while the war may not be over in a week, it will be finished soon, very soon. And the president suggested that the war will end when he says so. Well, yeah, commander-in-chief, he can do that. The Revolutionary Guards had that ending the war's nonsense and vowed that not one liter of oil will be exported out of the Strait of Hormuz. Now, when Lloyd's of London stopped insuring these ships, Trump said, we'll insure them then. We'll get them there. And they've got Navy shipping out there escorting them. And, you know, at some points, the Strait of Hormuz is only like a mile and a half wide. So, yeah. They can be interdicted, but when you've got 100 jets up in the air and precision bombs, and as soon as something's fired, they knock it down or they destroy it before it can get up in the air. We'll see what happens, my friends. But we've all felt that the gas prices go up this week. And when you're talking about in California, you know, when your gas prices go up to $2.60 a gallon, I mean, oh, gosh, you went up 50 cents. But when it goes up to, what is it now, $5.39, $5.49?
Yeah, I think I
don't even want to look at diesel costs, diesel prices. So what is it, $5.39?
They say, well, I don't know what the average was, like $3.48 for America.
For America.
But California was up over $5.
Yeah, yeah. And there's places down in Southern California, it's over $6.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Hey, this portion of the show, just to make you feel better, this is Local Guys. It's good. It's brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the, when it comes to stroke and cardiac care, every second matters. That's why Shasta Regional Medical Center is honored to hold the Gold Award from the American Heart Association, recognizing exceptional care and advanced treatment when it counts for stroke and heart cases. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, good folk. Thou art most warmly invited to the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair this Memorial Day weekend. Join us Saturday, May 24th, from 10 of the clock in the morn until 6 in the eve, and Sunday, May 25th, from 10 in the morn until 5 in the afternoon at the Anderson Fairgrounds, 1890 Briggs Street. Behold, valiant knights clash in armored combat for honor and glory. Delight thy ears with lively Celtic and folk melody. Feast as though thou wert royalty, and wander a grand marketplace filled with handcrafted wares from artisans far and near. Admission is but $15 for adults, $13 for youth, ages 11 to 17, and children 10 and under. Enter free. Secure thy tickets upon Eventbrite, and skip the queue at the gate. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair, this Memorial Day weekend, at the fairgrounds in Anderson. Huzzah!
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Marie Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at
$15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographers' most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 27th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is set for Saturday, March 14th at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive. Doors open at 4:30 p.m., dinner at 6:30. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you'd like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350 or online at nwtf.org/event.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. 8:20 in the morning here on the 10th of March. About 51 degrees going up to, oh gosh, what did I say, 69 today? Yeah, it's going to be nice. It's going to be clearing up. Be nice and sunny. Have you been to Disneyland, Ben? Ben?
It's not since I was very little.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
I'm just not one of those people that's interested in going to Disneyland. I have friends, though. Every year, this is their thing. This is their vacation. They go to Disneyland. So have you ever thought about how much it costs to go to Disneyland?
It's pretty expensive, isn't it?
Yeah, well, let's talk about that for a minute. So say you want to go to Disneyland. So what's it going to cost for, say, a family of four? Okay, if you drive, and, I mean, you know how much gas is, it varies, but for the, you said, what was it, $3 and something?
The average in California right now is $5.20.
Well, $5.20. Okay, so if you're driving from, say, here down to there, but, and it says, so the average cost of a domestic flight within the U.S. is about $386. That means family of four, you'd pay $1,500 in airfare. If you drove, and this in this case, because this thing was written a few days ago, it was $3.08 per gallon if you didn't live in California. So it's $5 and something. Lodging and hotel cost. You know, you may find a hotel or motel where you can all share one room. And the price per night at the Hilton Orlando Buena Vista Palace in Disney Springs area ranges from anywhere from $140 to $342 a night. So if you all stay in one room, you could pay anything from $556 a night to $1,368 $556 to $1,300 for a four-day stay. Then tickets. And I think they're really underrating this. A four-day Disney park ticket for an adult can range from approximately $480 for a ticket to one park to over $885 for a park hopper ticket, which you can go into all the different parks. And so that one park or multiple locations will run you anywhere from $2,000 to $4,000 for your family. Now, then they've got things like front of the line, where you don't have to wait. I think that's another $100 per person. And then the other things that, you know, add on to it. Meals and food cost. If you're going to eat in Disneyland, stand by. Yeah, you're going to pay a lot of money. And but if you say you bring snacks and all that, it's going to come out. They figured to $60 a person per day, $240 a day for a family of four. I don't know if you can do that. I mean, but you know, if you eat at McDonald's or you know, places like that. But if you eat inside the park, it's going to be more. Anyway, bottom line is that flights, hotel stay, Disney park tickets, and food can run up to about $7,000 for a family of four for 4 days. And that doesn't include souvenirs and all the accessories. $7,000 for 4 days. Now, I know people. $7,000 is the starting point. They go down, you know, family reunions. They stay in, if you stay in the Disney hotels right there, and then you add the other things they do. I mean, you're talking, you know, mid five figures here, taking the family down there.
Yeah.
Now, I just don't see that.
I'd rather spend that money going somewhere else.
Like, you could spend the same amount of money and take a two-week cruise someplace, you know, seeing different countries and, you know, all that. Or you could, my gosh, you could buy $10,000, you know, five new cows, good horse. Yeah, you're going to have that horse for a while. Of course, that's the first cost is just that. So to go to Disneyland's like that. Now, how far, but that leads to the next story, is how far does a $100,000 salary go? $100,000. I mean, six figures there. How far does that go? And the what Consumer Affairs did, it subtracted federal income tax along with applicable state and local taxes from the base and payroll taxes for Social Security and Medicare, which we all pay. And it varies dramatically because of the state you live in and state and local taxes. The total figure represents in California, it looks like in Bakersfield you have $63,000, Fresno $70,000. This is have a $100,000 salary that you got. San Francisco $62,000. I think that's the lowest. And then with bases like housing, utilities, and groceries, run well above the national average, means that we're 100,000, several California cities, 100,000 income ends up being worth 60 to 65. Then you get to pay for all the rest of the stuff. And Texas right now is, you know, has the top of the rankings.
Yeah, it looks like Corpus Christi, El Paso, Lubbert.
Yeah. Lubbert. In December, the average weekly wage in California is about $1,400, which is about $72,000 annually. And that was almost 3% lower than last year's, my friends. When accounting for the cost of living, California's average weekly wage has a purchasing power of $1,200. So you lose $100 right then. So you $100,000. And then you add into a bit. If you go in there and you just budget out things like food, electricity, if you don't, you know, say you live in PGE land, electricity, cost of insurance for your home, for your cars, for your, your taxes, when you go in and you spend $80 where you used to go in for groceries, or $100 where you used to spend $80. It's just, you know, that how much of that then becomes disposable income? Now, some of it will be. But $100,000, I mean, used to think $100,000, my gosh, I can buy a mansion. No, you can't. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, is a great barbershop. I had found them in 2007 and never gone to another barbershop. They just done the, never had a bad haircut there. I enjoy the atmosphere. I enjoy the guys there. And, you know, I've started with DB and now, his son, Tim, and Logan are in there and give great haircuts. It's a pleasant place to go into. I can make an appointment that works on my schedule two different ways. One, by calling them at 530-244-9478 and talk to either Tim or Logan and set up a date that works. Or I can just go online and use Booksy and look out and see, gosh, they've got openings here and there and this day and that month. And I can make my appointment there. It comes back to you telling you it's been affirmed. And then the day of your haircut, it sends you an email reminding you that it's got to go down and get your haircut today. It's a great place to get a haircut. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisade location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the company. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Reading and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Don't need money.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Real Talk Radio. Streaming live at kcnrradio.com. That's right. Hit that. Go to our station. You can start streaming anywhere in the world. And you can take a look at our advertisers, our sponsors, the one that keeps us on the air. And click on them, and it takes you right to their homepage. Excuse me. On their website. Somebody came in the other day and said, hey, Card, we have any yellow pads. And I looked at the spot. We usually have yellow pads. And no, sorry. I'll go out and get some. So I went out yesterday. So today I'm looking in Linda's drawer, middle drawer. Six yellow pads are in there. All used. Partially used. And I figured out that's where all of our yellow pads are. She's just busy taking notes and then grabs one off my desk and I get a new one. And so this. Hey, open line. Next half hour, anything you want to talk about. Is Iran war a good idea? Not. Should we? Is this really declaring war? Is this a war we don't want to be in? Is this a war that could prevent wars? Is this excursion in the air war that's being prosecuted against the Iranian leadership, their Navy and all this? Is this a ending a war that started in 1987 when they took 88 when they took the embassy. I hear so many things that just aren't true. That you know, I try to say what's true on here, but some people are just against us. That Trump promised no more wars, wouldn't get us into these wars. Well, some people are saying that. Well, you've started. When you've attacked the Iranians like this, what's the end result? What do you want to see that says, okay, war's over? They've surrendered. He says it's got to be unconditional surrender. I don't know if you're going to get that. Is it that their leadership that they've picked, which is the Ayatollah's son, who is a hardliner, which helped persecute all those people that were protesting for a free Iran, for, you know, to have elections and all this and kill anywhere from 30 to 50,000 of their own citizens during this. I mean, is that somebody you want to be the next ruler of Iran? A dictator? And that's exactly what it is. So, how do you feel? Give us a call, 530-605-4567 if you want to talk about it. It's open line or just anything you want to talk about. College students. Segueing into college students that are starting this year, born around 2007, 2008, what are things that they don't see? What's name one thing you don't think, you know, that they have not grown up with? And by the way, anything we're talking about, if you're calling in, that takes precedent. How about this? Payphones. Remember how payphones were everywhere? College students, freshmen, never been around it. They started phasing out payphones in the 2010s. You walked up, stuck a quarter in, used to be a dime, used to be a nickel, and you would make your phone call. They didn't answer, you hung up, the coins came back. So, when's the last time you saw a payphone? Where are there payphones? I can't tell you right now. I've seen one in town. I just can't tell you where it's at here in Redding. Anyway, smartphones. No need to have them. When was the last time anybody used a payphone? Have you used one lately? Video rental stores. Those have gone. Blockbuster used to be the big one. Blockbuster had a chance to buy Netflix, and they didn't. Didn't think it was gonna work. Anyway, all the video rental stores gone. They don't know anything about it. Cassette tapes and the Walkman, compact cassettes, Sony Walkman. Music used to be stored on tape. Freshmen have never experienced that. Floppy disk. Phone books. We still get yellow. We still get phone books. We have somebody on the line? Okay. Phone books. We still get a yellow pages sent to us on a regular basis. Have you seen those? Have you seen the yellow pages lately?
Yeah.
Okay. But when's the last time you saw a phone book with all the name listings in it?
I don't remember.
It's been, I can't remember. The last time you got a phone book. And for young people out there, a phone book? Yeah. It was a book with everybody's name that had a phone number in your community. I know. I know it's hard to believe. Not only did it have their name and their phone number, it had their address on it too, their street address on it. And you could look up their name. Yeah. If you weren't sure of, and so you could have had, you might have 5 Carl Botts. Oh, that'd be, but you could have 5. So which one do you call? So you end up calling all of them. Do you find the one you're looking for? Phone books. It's gone. It's gone. What else? Let's see. Film cameras. I've got some really good cameras that use film. Then I got another decent camera that just is, just uses cards. It's all on, it's all on flash drives now. But college freshmen don't know about that. Did you ever use the dial-up internet, Ben? Are you old enough to have done that?
Yeah, AOL. Okay. I remember about AOL.
Yeah, you get the screechy sound. Yeah, 56 kilobits per second. About 1/1000th of today's modern broadband. Fax machines. We still use fax machines.
I still see fax.
Yeah,
machines.
We still use fax machines. We still get faxes.
Most of the
it's
printers.
Rare. It's yeah. rare, but we still get them. What I get them for is an old company I had over 10, 12 years ago. I'm still getting faxes from the state asking if I want to bid on projects. And I'm like, wow. And let me see. Okay. TV guides. But they still have TV Guide. TV Guide is still out there. My in-laws, and they're in their 90s, they still get a TV Guide. It's different, but most people don't use that. But then again, on TV, how many people really are tuning in to those regular channels? Because now when you put, most people have cut the cord from the, from cable companies and all this. But when you put up, you can put up the guide on your TV and it shows you all the shows.
Yeah.
And then you can go on out 2 weeks to see what those, you can advance it. So you can see 2 weeks in the future what shows are going to be on, what movies, all of that stuff. I don't know why you need a TV guide. So, anyway, those are, A busy signal on a telephone, they haven't seen. Now, you can get a busy signal on your smartphone. It says, caller busy. Do you want to try again? Have you seen those? Have you ever called anybody and they didn't answer? And, in some cases, it says that the caller's busy. Most of them go directly into voicemail.
Yeah, they go to voicemail usually now.
Yeah, so, maps. How many people still use paper maps? I still have paper maps. I have the Atlas, and we'll buy state road maps when we're in a state. But you also have GPS. They don't use the paper maps because they have GPS. I mean, you go onto your phone and say, where's Ben live? And you put the address down there. It takes me right to your house.
Yep. Until you don't have service.
Until you don't have service, one. Or two, you're out in areas where the GPS just isn't quite that good. There's a place right here when we're going out to the Reading Gun Club. It will take you not to the Reading Gun Club. It'll take you to some other place that's on the other side of the Reading Gun Club. At least it used to. Maybe they fixed it by now. But the always have a, when we were heading up, and even though the GPS says you're supposed to go this way, it'll take you in, you know that it's got you going left, going to that place. But you know, if you go straight ahead or you take a right, it's going to get you there quicker.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's strange.
There's been a few times down at my work that I've had some DoorDash drivers get given wrong GPS coordinates to our work. And it's like taken to them to our house. I've had guys call me like, hey, I'm at a house. Like, I'm supposed to pick up a pizza. Like, yeah, I don't know why it does that, but you have to go down the block.
Yeah.
Further down. But it's something doesn't like happen that to everybody, but.
No. When you were growing up, how many channels were on your TV?
30, 40 maybe.
Okay, see?
I had like MTV. You know, we had all those channels.
And see, you had that. When I was growing up, you had maybe three channels. You had three channels, ABC, NBC, and CBS.
Yeah.
And then there was a fourth channel. I can't remember what that was, but it was your big three. And that was all you had.
Well, I mean, if you pay for cable, then you would get more. But I remember, growing up.
Back then, you didn't have cable.
No, you didn't.
No, but in freshman,
yeah,
we're talking about the freshman class. They don't know what it's like
no.
to have that. You know, the agony of three channels, and then you're the one. You were the remote control.
Yeah,
go change the channel.
Well, okay. Even now, I mean, cable has hundreds of channels.
Oh my gosh! You know, you get the you go to Dish, and it's like what 250 channels.
Yeah.
And that's not the big package. It's 250 channels, then you get to add on the other things, which also bothers me because it takes it automatically out of my bank account, and there's like six different things that are being taken out, and I'm still trying to figure out what they're for. It's only like $2 or it's $12.
Yeah, I have a few.
You know, I understand about the movies. Okay, you rent a movie, it's $5.99, and they add $2 or $3 to it. Understand that, but other things, and it all comes under Amazon Prime. What's this $2 one? And with that in mind, we'll be right back.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. Today, Tuesday, meh, Tuesday. Has been kind of meh today. I don't know why. You know, Monday kind of pumped up starting the week. Wednesday, hump day. Thursday, you're sliding into Friday. And so, 8:50 in the morning here. And, gosh, the temperature's dropped a little bit to 48, even though it's going to end up being 69 today and sunny today. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 76. And it's going to be sunny till next Monday, with the high start getting into Thursday, 82, Friday, 81, Saturday, 83, Sunday, 86, and on Monday with a high near 89. So, the lows are going to be in the, you know, in the low to mid-50s every night. So the sun's coming out, and it's starting to get warm again. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Out of Anderson, family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Reach them at 530-365-3793. They did a poll to see approval ratings. Trump, Pelosi, Republican Party, Democrat Party. The public opinion polls had the only thing lower than the Democrat Party was Iran. The Iranian Revolutionary Party. I know, I'm not, and these are just polls. Now, again, you know how I feel about polls. It depends on how you do it. But why are Democrats, with all the things that Trump's doing, why are they polling so low? And it's got to break it down into just a couple of things. And one of them is they can't figure out if they're going to be progressive or moderates or centrist. You've got the progressives that are pushing, like Spanberger in Virginia, you know, gun laws, student debt cancellation, climate action, Medicare for all. Taking care of all the, you know, open borders, all of these things. On the progressives, whether moderates or they're trying to do incremental reforms and be a little bit more conservative when it comes to fiscal things. And with that, they're saying, you know, it makes it hard for them to have a coherent message. Now, down in Texas, you had Jasmine Crockett, who is well known. I mean, she's a fireball or a fiery individual who throws bombs. And then the guy she ran against, beat her, was considered more of a centrist. But if you look at him, he is just as progressive as Crockett. He has a better way, though, of presenting it. He doesn't get in your face. You know, he talks about things to do for our economy, but then you look at that, he's also for open borders, too. So you've got that messaging that the Democrats are having problems with. And you're saying, why are you talking about Democrats? Well, because they've got all the they could have all the momentum on their side if they could get their act together. But see, they say things, and we talked about it earlier about Trump prosecuting this war in Iran, how it's unconstitutional, it's illegal and all that. And that's what they're pushing out to their followers who don't read and don't know, frankly, don't know their civics or the Constitution, and say why this is wrong. But you look back and they're more than happy. The Republicans are more than happy to play sound bites and things that they've said that was just exactly the opposite when Obama was president or Biden was president. Economics. People have low perception that the Democrats can fix the economy. They haven't, even though that the, you know, there's harbingers out there, but they don't feel like, they feel like the Democrats are even more tax and spend than the Republicans. And it's, sometimes it's hard to tell the difference. Crime, immigration, and social issues, which is a huge thing. The crime rate for murders, crime rates dropped dramatically under Trump. The Democrats, I don't see where they'll arrest people here illegally in our country for crimes and won't turn them over to ICE like they used to. I don't, you know, that right there is, I mean, when you see things like that, you have to, you know, you ask yourself and the public asks themselves, well, why wouldn't they do that? It's not like you're arresting people that are here working, not doing things. You know, I mean, they're working, they're here legally and for whatever, but they're not criminals per se. Yes, they broke the law coming here, and that's why, they'll round those up. But ones that have broken the law here, and there are things like, sexual assault. Some states aren't turning people that are arrested for sexual assault that are here illegally and won't turn them over to ICE. I mean, that's a winner. That's a winner for if you do something like that. Okay, we don't support them just picking up people, but if they're criminals here, we'll give them, take them, get them out of here, get them out of the country. It's not happening. The border. Border should be closed. No. Border should be open, according to many of the Democrats. And that is a non-winner in America. The SAVE Act, Democrats are totally against it, and yet 75 to 80% of the people in this country of all races, all ethnic persuasions, religious persuasions, all of them, the vast majority say, yeah, you should show ID when you vote to prove you're a citizen. It's just, it's a winner for the Republicans, and the Democrats don't seem to grasp that. It alienates moderates, which is most of our country. Would you say, you know, would you say that you are more of a middle or roader, or, I know you're not far right or far left, but would you say you're middle of voter, Ben, when
yeah.
it comes to things that you vote
yeah.
for? If you end up voting for an individual about what they're saying, right?
Yeah.
As opposed to a party.
Yeah.
Well, I think most people in the United States are like that. You know, they may lean right on, I mean, I say leaning right, you know, they're middle of the road, but they, okay, I think that kids should not be transitioned, you know, when they're, you know, when they're 10 years old, that their parents ought to know about it if something like this is happening. I mean, most, the vast majority of people believe that. And when you take the stance that no, parents can't know about this, it just puts you into a category because it's a D in front of their name. Even if the vast majority of Democrats don't believe in that, I don't say, oh, look, all the Democrats believe in transgenders and, in doing surgery on their children. Of course not. They don't. But there's the D again. They're DNR. Anyway, I don't know. Do we need, is it time for the I to become stronger? The independent, is it time for the Republican and the Democrats to take a real good look? Is it time for the third party? And I'm not saying libertarian, I'm not saying green, but what about just, yeah, I'm just voting on the issues and the person has nothing to do if they have a D or R in front of their name. I don't know. Are we that far down the road that we can't look at a person? You know, you look at Bianco, Hilton, you look at Swalwell and Schiff and Newsom. I mean, when you see them, you have their thoughts just jump into your head. Trump. I have friends that there's just no way we can ever talk politics because it just gets they get extremely agitated when it comes to politics, and they are just really nice people. That's why we don't talk politics. Okay, tomorrow Chamber of Commerce is going to join us. Shasta County Veterans Service Office is going to join us. We're going to have be talking veterans issues, and then Chamber of Commerce talking business here in town, things that are happening with Todd Jones. This week we'll be talking. We've got Marty Mosley coming in talking AI. We've got Patrick Gorman coming in talking. We'll be addressing legal issues, kind of general legal issues for it. Simpson University, join us. What else? Got a number of different guests coming in this week. And if you go to KCNRradio.com and look on the look on our homepage, you can see all of our guests this week. Now, there should be an asterisk by each one, subject to change. Like today, once we had scheduled, didn't make it back from Oregon. So, but it tells you everybody we're going to have every week on there. And then you can go to, if you miss it, you can always go to our archives and for each day and pull them up that way and listen to the show. Or you got part of it and say, hey, I'd like to hear the rest of it. Just go to archives. Go to KCNRradio.com and go to programs and then archives. It's going to be a nice day out there. Have a good day, and God bless America.
Back down, gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.